Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Chapel Hill best-selling mystery writer Jeffrey Deaver works differently from most of his Orange County literary neighbors. And in his new book, The October Files, he writes in a way that sets him apart from almost every writer anywhere. Every writer except maybe Daniel Wallace. And more about a literary device that Wallace and Deaver use in a moment. But first, other writers generally have no idea of how their story will end when they begin writing. Nor do they have a specific plan or outline of how to get to the ending. They begin with their characters, and as their characters develop, a story follows, one that changes and is revised over and over again until the author is satisfied. But Deaver is different. Before beginning to write, he spends months creating a detailed outline that covers every detail of the story, every clue, every detour, and the conclusion. His outline could be more than twice as long as the final book. So before he starts writing his novel, he orchestrates all the multiple twists that are characteristic of his work. "I get paid to make up stories," he says, "so all I think about is what makes the reader happy." Making the reader happy involves a little bit of trickery. For instance, 50 pages from the ends of his books, it typically seems to come to an end, the story does. But then Deaver brings in a new series of twists and new endings, creating more puzzles, all of which to make his readers happy. Thus, like the movies that Deaver admires so much, his stories are trimmed down and lean. He says that he's not a fan of a lot of narration to move the action along. Instead, he uses dialogue from his characters. He says he prefers to reveal emotion rather than describe it. Well, when the new book, The October Files, story begins, the reader learns that a young woman's child has been kidnapped. For ransom, the kidnapper demands $500,000 and a copy of a document called The October Files. And then a fast-moving, entertaining, tricky tale follows. Deaver's most unusual trick is the timing. The October Files begins at chapter 35 and then goes backwards in time with the story concluding at the end with chapter 1. Now, this kind of trick is risky, but Deaver makes it work really well. So this gets back to the Daniel Wallace connection. Back in 2000, Wallace published a book called Ray in Reverse, a sweet story that also started at the end with Ray in heaven, dead and in heaven, and then takes the story backwards in time all the way to Ray's birth. So here are two great Chapel Hill writers, both telling their stories in reverse. How do you explain it? Maybe ask Owasa? Could there be something in the water? Or if you really want to know, join Deaver at a reception and conversation at Flyleaf Books this Tuesday at 7 p.m. and you can ask him yourself. This is D.G. Martin.